And his first thing on the agenda, we do have a quorum, so we can get started, and we need to approve the minutes from March 20th. Someone like to move the minutes? Senator Seaman moves the minutes from March 20th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion fails, and the minutes are adopted. And we are now going to move on to Senate File 1564, Senator Wicklund's bill. And would someone, I guess we can just take the testimony first, then we move it on to the second house rules. So, Senate, what's that?
She doesn't have enough.
Okay, and Senator Wicklund, to your bill, and I understand that you have an amendment.
I do. I was going to give a little bit of background, and then I'll get to the amendment.
Sure.
Is that okay? I'm here to speak about Senate File 1564, which has to do with Met Council redistricting. And first, I just wanted to give background and say that the reason that we're doing this is this bill is because in statute regarding the Met Council, it states that the legislature shall redraw the boundaries of the council districts after each decennial federal census so that each district has substantially equal population. Redistricting is effective in the year ending in the numeral 3. Within 60 days after a redistricting plan takes effect, the governor shall appoint members from the newly drawn districts to serve terms as provided under Subdivision 2A. So this is something that we need to accomplish this session, the new map and the redistricting. We have seen over the past 10 years that populations do change in areas, and so the districts now are not balanced. There's quite a wide variation in population, and that's one of the things that will be corrected with the new maps. This map process also affects, beyond the Met Council, it affects the MAC, the Transportation Advisory Board, the Metropolitan Parks and Open Space Commission districts as well. So it's the large impact is on the Met Council, but it also affects these other boards. I've worked with a member of the House, Representative Nelson, on this process, and also with the Met Council and with the Legislative Coordinating Commission. With the House member, with Representative Nelson, we've talked about what the principles are that we've wanted to establish as kind of the guiding principles for the redistricting. There were principles established 10 years ago when they went through this process, and we used those. We also talked with the Met Council about those principles, and I've talked with other members of the Senate who were involved in this process 10 years ago. We initiated a request to the Met Council and to the LCC to produce possible map options, and they both organizations have done so. We've reviewed the maps and the associated data having to do with populations, the districts or the counties, where there are splits, where there are splits in cities, that type of thing, and how well does each map meet the principles that the guiding principles that we were using. Today I'm bringing forward a recommendation for a map, and that is one of the reasons that there's an amendment. If you'll notice in the bill itself, there's a blank space for designating the name or the plan and a date. And so the amendment addresses filling in that information. And so I don't know if you want to move forward with the amendment at this time, and
sure,
people can take
Senator
a look
Wicklund,
at that.
And this is the first stop, so this is just
right.
To get the bill in the shape and form that the author would like. Would someone like to move the amendment?
So moved.
Senator Hayden moves the A1 amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion prevails, and the amendment is adopted. So.
Thank you. The one other item that the amendment changes is to delete Section 2 in the bill, the original bill you have in front of you. This is to take out the section having to do with meets and bounds description. The preference is to have a designation to a map on file and not to write the meets and bounds description into the statute, and I will defer if I'm explaining that incorrectly. So we're just striking that language from the bill through the amendment. And now I would like to have Judge Stanton from Met Council, if he could give some more background, and he can talk more about the guiding principles used and other background information.
Great.
Mr. Shetnan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Judd Shetnan. I'm the Government Affairs Director for the Metropolitan Council, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and also appreciate the work that Senator Wicklund and others have put into the redistricting process. And it is a process that we go through every 10 years, and when we began this process, we met with folks from the House, the Legislative Coordinating Commission, in the Senate to talk about guiding principles in order to draw the new maps. And there were three particular principles that we were working off of. The first was to try to find an appropriate deviation number, and that deviation number means how many more people in a district versus how many less people in a district you could have in order to make the other principles work. And that means we were trying not to split cities in this bill, so we knew that in order to bring some cities in, that we would have varying levels of population in each of these districts. The goal here was in order to have an average population of each district of about 178,000 people, and we were able to, through the map that Senator Wicklund has brought forward, have an average deviation of plus or minus 3%, and that was a goal that we had as we move forward, and so we feel very good about that. Again, I mentioned that one of our goals was also to not split cities. We knew that we were going to have to split the city of Minneapolis and the city of St. Paul, and the cities find that acceptable because they know with the size of their cities that it would just be very difficult for us to not do that. But the only other city that is split under our map is the Grey Cloud Township, which affects about 34 people and would not make any vast change as far as the deviation number. So we feel very good about that. One of the reasons why we do go through the redistricting process is because even 10 years ago, we had a population estimate of about 165,000 people per district that we were looking to recalibrate. And after the 2010 census, we have wide varying ranges of district population. For instance, current district council district 4 has a population of 225,000 people in that district, which at the time they were within our 3% deviation in 2003 of 165,000 people. So we have to go through and recalibrate these. Our last goal that we had was to try to make the least amount of change from current district boundaries so that communities who are in those districts have a relative understanding of who their council member is and what cities they cooperate with within that current district. So that's very important to us. And I again just want to thank Senator Wicklund, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but she is correct by mentioning that these districts do inform the districts of the Metropolitan Airports Commission, the Transportation Advisory Board, and the Land Use Advisory Committee, which are based off of the council districts.
Okay. Any questions at all from members? Seeing none, would someone like to move Senator Wicklund's bill? Okay, Senator Hayden moves that Senate File 1564 be recommended to pass and referred to the full Committee on Rules and Administration. As amended, be recommended to pass and again referred to the full Committee on Rules and Administration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails and the bill is passed.
All right. So thank you very much, Committee. Thank you, committee members.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jett.
Welcome. Thank you.
Other announcements? Meeting is adjourned.